We've completed our first 7 steps, knowing full well we're going to be working on 6 and 7 for the rest of our lives, really, trying to change as the opportunity comes up. Now, we've read in the book where we are spiritually sick, mentally sick, and physically sick. And it says when the spiritual malady is overcome, we straighten out mentally and physically. And we begin to look at those things and begin to realize that all human beings really are born to live in 3 dimensions of life. You know, if God dwells in each of us, we're going to have to live with God whether we like it or not's beside the point. The only question is, do we live with him in harmony or disharmony? I don't know of anybody that ever got in more disharmony with God than we alcoholics have. We also have what we call the mental dimension. We've all got a mind. Sometimes we act like we don't, but we do. And we have to live with our mind, whether we like it or not, it's beside the point. We don't have any choice. And again, do we live there in harmony or disharmony? I don't know of any group of people that ever got more fouled up in their heads than we alcoholics have. For years, I thought the physical dimension was my body only. Today I realize the physical dimension is the world and everything in it, period. Now, we alcoholics don't have any place else to live except here on earth. We don't have any choice in the matter, whether we like it or not's beside the point. The only question is, do we live on earth with our fellow man in harmony or disharmony? And I don't know of any group of people that ever got more fouled up in a relationship with the world and everybody in it than we alcoholics have. So we were sick spiritually.
To hear the full recording, download the free Sober Hub app. It's a completely nonprofit platform built to provide the tools you need for your journey. Grab the app today and don't forget to share it with others.